Hey, everybody, I just want to tell you about the 12-month Subscribe to Thrive program that I have been designing for years. This 12-month habit stacking program was designed to guide you towards a healthier, more balanced lifestyle. The unique journey spread over a year focuses on implementing one new habit each month, ensuring a gradual, manageable, and sustainable approach to personal wellness and development. Basically, it's the things that I am doing that I keep practicing every year, leveling up, trying to do better. Things like making sure that I am hydrated so that I can detox, so that I can keep my hormones in check, so that I can move my body, eat whole foods, understand what is for supper on a regular basis, and just continually work to feel better all the time. This is my elevator speech to you. I would love for you to join. It's never too late. Even if you are listening to this March, April, May, it doesn't matter. You can join at any time. The cost is $29.99 a month. So for $1 a day, you can be a part of an accountability group with like-minded people wanting to thrive at whatever age you are. Reach out. The link to join is on my website, k2crosstraining.ca, and we will see you in the Subscribe to Thrive.
Welcome to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. Holly is a wife, mom, coach, and entrepreneur. She wears these and many more hats while running three successful businesses, a gym, online counseling and nutrition program, and commercial cleaning company. She brings a unique perspective to everyday life with her spicy, no-nonsense attitude. Holly helps her clients keep it simple with small tweaks that over time add up to big life changes. With that, let's get on with today's episode. Here's my friend, Holly Cochran, an incredible human you need to be listening to every Monday.
Hey, family, friends, and strangers, Happy New Year and welcome to 2024. It is January the 1st, and so if anybody is feeling like the button on their pants was a little bit tighter today, maybe they're feeling like a little bit more puffy from the food and the booze they've been consuming over the past week, maybe if they're thinking, oh my goodness, I really got to get back to the gym, then that makes you normal, and congratulations for being a very normal human who has been through going through the holidays and enjoying company and family and friends. And it's time to come out the other side. We do not need the Christmas holidays to last well into the new year. It's time to get back on track, back into your habit and routine, the one that makes you feel the best. And if 2024 is the year that you want to feel better than you've ever felt, and you know that you're going to start making some changes, then I want to teach you a little bit about setting goals. Call them New Year's resolutions, call them whatever you want. I just find that if we call it a New Year's resolution, it's easily to be forgotten by sometime mid-February. I know a lot of people set these wild resolutions of how they're going to be, you know, transformed into brand new people. But without the goal, the SMART goal is my favorite kind of goal. Without really walking through what that means, it's very difficult to achieve, whether it's a resolution or a goal or whatever you're talking about. So I set goals with counseling clients on the daily. Every day, okay, so what is the goal going to be? People hear me say that all the time in here. And they'll say, oh, okay, well, the goal is going to be to, like, you know, set some better boundaries. Yep, that's a pretty good goal, but not very specific. How am I going to know you're setting better boundaries? How are you going to know you're setting better? What does that look like, sound like, feel like? Setting goals needs to be able to almost be like a yes or no answer if you have achieved it. Otherwise, it's not really a goal. It's maybe just a great thought, and we can have lots of great thoughts and great ideas. But if we want to have goals where we check that box and have a completion on a specific goal, we need to make it specific enough that we understand when we have completed that task and can move on. So My favorite goal that I set with people is a SMART goal. Not always do we talk about what the S stands for or the M-A-R-T, but today that's what I'm going to remind you. I'm sure you've all heard this before, but let's just take this time at the beginning of the year to go over this and review it so that you don't have any wishy-washy thoughts as your established goals for this year. If you say, I want to pay off all of my debt, okay, how much of the debt is it? By what month are you paying this off? And what are you doing? Like, what is the plan? How are you going to get to that goal? You need to establish all of that. Otherwise, it's just wishful thinking. And I've been wishful thinking that I'm going to pay off my debt for a long time now. But one of these days, I'm actually going to set a SMART goal around it so that it's no longer wishful thinking. Okay, the S in a SMART goal is a very specific goal, something that you can measure. So I am going to pay off, you know, $40,000 worth of debt by December 2024. Okay, that's specific. Like either by December 2024, there's a $40,000 debt paid off or there isn't. It is a yes or no, check the box, achievable goal. Specific goal is what I should have said. The next thing is measurable. So S is specific and M is measurable. Can you measure whether or not you did this? Yes, I can. If in December there's still debt, I measure that debt and determine I did not meet my goal. That's what measurable means. Let's say you want to, I want to fit back in my jeans. Okay, so the jeans are going to either be yes, I can get back in my jeans, or no, I can't. It is a measurable goal. Is it obtainable? So let's say I am making, you know, I'm grossing $40 a day. I don't know if at a $40 a day salary, I'm going to really truly pay off a $40,000 debt by the end of 2024. Doesn't seem very obtainable, seems a little bit out there. As well as the R, it's not very realistic. So I need to make sure that I am setting goals that A, are achievable, and B, are realistic. So if I was to say my goal is to skydive over the, over the mountains 17 times in 2024. Well, kind of obtainable. Like, I mean, there might be somebody that's been skydiving over the mountains 17 different times, but not very realistic. Like, really? Are you really going to be doing that in 2024? Doesn't seem like that's quite it. Maybe the goal should be I'm going to skydive once over the mountains. That's obtainable and realistic. Okay. So that's your S, M, A, R, and T is the time. What is the time frame? It doesn't have to be a year. I set daily SMART goals. So by the end of today, I will have recorded every client that I will have documented every single client that I spoke to. I don't submit that or establish that goal every day. I know that there are days when I see too many clients back to back to back in a row and it goes until 5:30, and at 5:30, I am not documenting all of those clients into their files. I know full well I will fail at that goal if I set myself up for it. I'm going home at the end of all of that. But I have all these little notes that I keep from the session that I scribble down while we're talking. And the next day, I will set the goal. Make sure you write in the files of all the people from yesterday before you forget. That's a specific goal. It's measurable, obtainable, realistic, and I set myself a little time restraint. Or restraint, I don't know if that's the right word. But I establish what the time is going to be that I'm going to be completing this task. Now, have I met every single one of the goals I've ever set? No, I have not. But the better I get at setting goals, the more I am able to reach, the more realistic these goals are, and the more I can move my needle. When I was a, you know, little bit more of a dreamer and reach for the stars a little bit more, I'd set kind of big time goals that would overwhelm me and were part of skill sets I didn't really have established yet, and then feel super frustrated because I was not getting all of the things done, all of the goals achieved. Now that I've been setting goals a little bit more or as regularly as I do, I know what I can pull off, and I set goals maybe to push myself just a little bit, but not so wild and crazy out there as to think I'm actually going to do the things that are not realistic and not even obtainable. So my question for you, or my challenge for you today, is while you've been listening to this podcast, is there something that you want to achieve? And let's break it down into almost three different kinds of goals. These short little mini goals, you know, like by the end of the week, I want to, you know, have made sure all the Christmas decorations are put away. By the end of the week, I noticed when my aunt was putting some of the dishes away that, man, underneath the oven, that drawer is disgusting. So by the end of the week, I want that under the oven drawer cleaned out. These are short little goals, totally achievable, and sometimes get pushed aside and procrastinated away from. But if you actually want it done, just set a goal and make it timely and get that one done. Then I want people to be thinking about, okay, that's what I'm going to be doing kind of on the day to day. These are these short little goals, but go a little broader and think a little bigger. You can't consume your day just like cleaning out the oven drawer and then having no direction to any other part of your day and think you're going to move forward, because that oven drawer is not really advancing you in a whole lot of ways. Decluttering definitely can help. Yes, I'm not going to argue that that's not a good thing, but if you really want to move ahead in your career, in your health, in your relationships, you're going to have to pick bit bigger goals that take a little longer than a week to accomplish. So what are those goals? Have you made them specific, measurable, obtainable, realistic, with a time frame? Have you shared these goals with somebody else? And if they're checking all of those boxes, is the time set appropriately that you can achieve this goal, you know, in the next 6 weeks, in the next 2 months? If this is a longer goal, what are you doing in the meantime? How are you going to make sure that you are not forgetting about this goal for the next 6 weeks and then trying to crash course it at the end thinking, oh man, I said by Valentine's Day I was going to no longer be chewing my nails, and here I am. It is Valentine's Day and I am chewing my nails still. Okay, so think about the goals that are your short-term goals, your mid-range goals, and then don't forget. Some people don't enjoy doing the big, big, big picture. But if you've been able to make those other two goals and you've had some sense of accomplishment and being able to achieve it, then it's time to go that next level. You know, by the end of next year, I want a podcast show of my own. By the end of next year, I want to have been to 6 music concerts. I love music concerts. I just keep procrastinating going. So I'm going to make sure I get to 6. By the end of the year, I'm going to have learned to make 80% of our food at our house, and it's going to be 80% gluten-free. That's 2 of the habits that I have in our habit stacking program. And so I just want to be able to watch people make these goals and then achieve them. I know I've talked about goals before. I know I don't set a New Year's resolution because I do these goal setting things on such a regular basis. I don't even know what I would set for a New Year's resolution, other than my New Year's resolution or my goal is to take a minimum of, so I'll just put it out there. My goal is to take a minimum of 30 friends, new people, clients, through the habit stacking program in 2024. So I want to be able to promote that program enough to get 30 people registered. That is a specific goal. I can measure it, because if there's only five people in the program, I won't have achieved my goal. So it is measurable. It is obtainable. I truly believe that 30 people would be willing to transform their health over the next 12 months. It's realistic. I feel like 30 people is a realistic number. I'm not saying 1,000 people are going to join my challenge, and hopefully more than just Caitlin joins. Well, obviously. And timely. Yes, this is one of those bigger goals that I'm going to set over the course of a year. I have my daily goals, I'll have my quarterly goals, and then my bigger goal is making sure that I nurture a minimum of 30 people throughout the year to get to their next level of health. I don't set New Year's resolutions, but this is very similar to that. And I do this kind of thing. Doesn't matter what month it is. So if I decide I want another one of these challenges or goals or involvement, I might set another goal just random on any given month. I don't need to just wait for the new year. And I know a lot of people kind of do that. They think, I can just coast. We're into July and August already. You know, it's hard to do new habits in July and August. It's summertime already. I'll just coast my way out for another 6 months. If you've ever started trying to do something new and stuck with it, you would see how much growth that has been able to happen in 6 months, to know that there is no reason for you to sit stale and not accomplish the things that you are very capable of doing if you just waited it out and tried to start over at the beginning of a new year all the time. Do not wait. Do not make this New Year's resolution something that you need to wait to execute. Let it be anytime you have a little spur of motivation to set a goal, then do that. Set that goal, share it with somebody, and be accountable to the things that you say you're going to do. All right, I hope you have a great day today. Happy New Year to everybody. Come and set some goals with me. I know everybody wants to be able to move a little bit forward or have a little bit more freedom in their life, and goals is the way to go about doing that. And I wish you all a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to Monday Matters, leave her a review, and share this episode on your social media. Should you have any questions about what you listen to or want more info, reach out and send her a message at K2 Health with Holly on Instagram and Facebook. She loves hearing from her listeners. See you next time.